The United Nations has reported that more than 500 systematic rapes were committed by armed combatants in eastern Congo since late July, more than double the number previously reported, and accepted partial responsibility for not protecting citizens. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels has more.
UN Assistant Secretary General for Peacekeeping, Atul Kher, told the UN Security Council on Tuesday that more than 250 rapes occurred in and around the country's east. This is in addition to 242 rapes earlier reported in and around Luvungi, a village located about 20 miles from a UN peacekeeper's camp.
While the primary responsibility for protection of civilians lies with the state, its national army and police force, clearly, we have also failed. Our actions were not adequate, resulting in unacceptable brutalization of the population of the villages in the area. We must do better.
The UN peacekeeping force in Congo launched an operation on September 1st using 750 troops to back efforts by Congolese security forces to arrest the perpetrators of the attacks. Kher reported that at least 27 rebels armed with automatic rifles have surrendered and at least four more have been arrested. Kher also urged the Security Council to consider sanctions against the rebel masterminds of the organized mass rapes.
I would like to recommend for consideration by this council imposition of targeted sanctions on the leaders of this group, including those both within and outside the country, if a chain of command is proven.
Rape as a weapon of war has become shockingly commonplace in eastern Congo, where the government army and UN peacekeepers have failed to defeat the few thousand rebels responsible for a protracted conflict fueled by vast mineral reserves. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.